Welcome back to episode 2. It has been more than a week since I last uploaded my first one. In the past few days, I needed some more time to stay grounded, I guess, because something happened that sort of undermined my confidence and my determination to continue doing things that I've set for myself. In this episode, I particularly want to talk about clarity. It is exactly the thing that I lacked in the past few days. The point is, I don't think anyone can ever grasp onto clarity firmly for a prolonged period of time. Of course, I'm not here to put down people, but I just wonder how many of you, those listening, really know clearly what your goals and aspirations are, and how many of you firmly believe in what you're doing to be correct, and you could just move steadily, confidently towards your designated path. I think after my DSE, I got lost from time to time. Lost in the sense that I fear I'm not doing enough instead of not knowing what to do. I actually had a few things that I want, but I'm just not sure if I should be doing them or if I should spend time more on other issues. So the kind of clarity I'm lacking is to have absolute faith in my decisions and plans. As I said, clarity is a word that it is vague, but it also means that it could be stretched a lot farther. And at times I feel drifted away from my goals, my wishes, my passion. I remember envisioning a week when I'd be doing nothing but watching dramas, playing the piano, reading lots of books, and starting to develop my podcast. But as surprising as it still is to me, the first few days after I finished my last subject exam, I wasn't enjoying or relaxing at all. Instead, I was tasting and looking for part-time jobs and private tutorial students. All of a sudden, before I even properly sat down to enjoy myself a bit, I felt this urge to find ways to earn money. And I don't think I should be rushing for finding jobs at all. Those few days were not very pleasant. I was exhausted mentally. And that was when I got lost. I knew that I was finding jobs simply for heaven's sake, because everyone else is doing the same. I had to follow them to feel a sense of safety. But at the same time, I knew I had my own goals. I wanted to do something different. I wanted to develop my own interests. I knew I wanted to invest in myself a little bit more. But this responsibility to take care of myself and be financially independent by finding jobs to, say, gain more society experiences, it's just building up in me, and still it is building up on me. It seemed to me that dwelling on my hobbies or interests was a waste of time when everyone else is generating even tiny bits of money for themselves. Very interestingly, I talked with a few seniors, I mean those who were a few years older than I am, and asked them, what should I be spending time on during these days before having to properly deal with university stuff? And actually, a lot of their responses were, do not start finding jobs so quickly. Enjoy your holiday. This will be your last very relaxing one before your university comes. And I remember there was a very impressive answer, is that you should invest in yourself instead of trying to invest in other things like money. If you could sharpen your skills in or develop a new skill, that could help much more than trying to earn money at this stage, because the primary focus of you at this stage is not to earn money, and you do not have that much ability to earn that much money as well. But I do agree, and I don't think it is an excuse. I think it makes sense. Just that now I realize it is also a time for us to practice time management and how to design our own schedule, because we are now half financially independent from our parents. We have to take more care of our own lives. So if we have anything we want to buy, or at least I would prefer using my own money instead of asking my parents like I did. So I do agree that we have to work in whatever form, get some jobs to, yes, as cliche as it sounds, to gain experiences and to earn income for the first time, trying to have a taste of what it feels like to, on the one hand, to have the power to satisfy our own cravings or wishes, and on the other hand, to just understand how hard it possibly can be to work. And I think the significance of working at this stage is not to try to make money, because that money would only be your pocket money. It would not be your major financial resource. It might be at this stage, but definitely not as important as those that will come in the future would be. So I think the primary goal is not to focus on the monetary income that we generate. It is to just understand how blessed we are to receive all the financial support from our parents. Just a very interesting sharing. In the past, usually it was my parents who came home very late and I had to wait for them to start my dinner, or even sometimes just starting on my own without having to wait for my dad or my mom to come back first. And now the situation is reversed, because I'm the one who usually go back home late. Just like yesterday, I went back home at around 9 p.m. and they were waiting for me to start dinner. I was touched, of course, because they chose to wait for me and saying that the dishes would be best served if it's hot. So I was really touched. For the first time, I really understand how my parents used to feel when they just wanted to get a rest from a long day at work. As I just said, I came back home late yesterday. So it is also about packing my schedule, because I often have this very paradoxical feeling. On the one hand, I think I am very busy. I mean, my schedule is quite packed. But on the other hand, sometimes I feel like I'm just too free. Maybe I should add more jobs in my week. So this feeling often comes up because I do have some friends who are working part-time jobs. And, you know, part-time jobs are often from like 10 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. in the afternoon. So they are having consecutive hours of working, whereas for me, I'm the boss of my work, so I assign the different time slots and I do have some break time in the middle, so I'm not working consecutively. This also leaves me feel like I'm just not doing enough, or I'm spending too much time on my hobbies and other interests. But it is exactly very contradictory because when I'm resting or watching Netflix, I would think that I am wasting time. And when I am not, when I'm outside working, I would feel I just want to get back home and lay in my bed and read books. So there is this shift of feelings. It just goes this and that, this and that, and I often feel messed up. So this is about clarity. I think it is very challenging to grasp in the right amount. Because now, well, I've actually, all the way long, I've been knowing what I want to do. I successfully achieved this part of clarity, but on the other part I was not achieving is to keep steady and just move forward without hesitation. This is the very challenging part in clarity. As I mentioned in the beginning of this episode, I was struck by a thing that happened a few days ago that undermined my confidence. I think it best not to mention what exactly happened, but that particular issue destroyed me in the face subtly. Not exactly very directly, but it is more like the aftertaste of thinking of recalling the whole issue back that makes me feel destroyed, including developing this podcast. It makes me reflecting on whether I am doing something worthy. Of course, my initial purpose of recording the podcast is to allow myself a room to talk, and I'm just recording it. But then I start to think whether this content is worth of allowing everyone else to listen. I'm worried that I would be wasting you listeners' time listening to me talking basically nothing of material importance. It is not as if I share anything practical. I'm not sharing on like science, on health, on, I don't know, art and design. I'm not sharing that. I'm just chit-chatting. I'm just talking whatever comes out of my mouth. So I'm beginning to question whether I should be doing this. So maybe in the first stage, I don't know what to do. But then when I figure out what I want to do, practically speaking, I don't know how to find time or juggle my life suitably well to allow room for myself to develop on a certain interest. But once I develop it, I start to doubt its meaning, whether it is meaningless or it's just whether I'm wasting other people's time, whether I'm wasting my time. Though I might be able to comfort myself by talking to myself and recording it down, but I'm not sure if it's worth of sharing. This is how clarity is so hard to grasp because you can never see the bottom of clarity. Things just keep serving up and you just have to keep dealing with them. My biggest problem of all is to uphold confidence. This is something that I admit I'm constantly lacking. I'm not going to judge myself of being capable or not because I'm probably not the most objective person to judge my ability. These days, my confidence has been going up and down. Sometimes it serves, sometimes it drowns. So then I think to myself, who determines the value of anything? So the value of my podcast, who has the right to judge whether my podcast is of any value? I don't think anyone can judge it because it is up to me. I remember talking in the last episode that my podcast is created to bring comfort to people who are in need when they feel lonely. So as long as I achieve that, as long as my presence could make you feel like having a friend with you. The purpose of this podcast is achieved and value is maximized. This is what I'm telling myself to also comfort myself. I don't know. I'm confused as well. But then this is exactly why I need to record this podcast, to remind myself of this very profound message that I've concluded from all events that have so far happened in my life, which is, at any given moment, you should always be engaging ourselves in the activities that we truly want to devote our time in. And we should be accepting and summoning challenges. So to me, at first, starting this podcast was a challenge. And even till now, recording this podcast is still a challenge to me because I'm not totally familiarized with recording and editing. There are flaws, a lot of flaws in this recording process and later the editing process that I can foresee. But to think it deeply, it is something that I enjoy doing. I'm willing to spend time on. It is also a time for me to rest, a more quality time, I guess, other than watching Netflix only. When we still have time, which we always have, we should be enjoying ourselves more, whether it is with ourselves or with our friends and families. You know, in the past, I always thought that I'm so busy. But now when I recall it back, I actually have so much time than I thought. And I think it is true because at any present moment, we would just feel so drowned by any upcoming or present challenges that we don't see how much we have. Even if I think I'm not capable enough in juggling different parts of my life, what I still have is my friends and family. When I talk to my friends, they can bring me comfort, not necessarily sharing with them the issue, the problems that I have that makes me feel comfortable, but it is mere chatting with them that makes me feel that I'm supported, I'm backed up. Sometimes we should just put down our opinions on ourselves, on judging our ability, because this is not the full picture. And so often it is those judgments that come from ourselves or from the others that obstruct us in seeing things that we've always been having. It is so important for us to realize that we have so much time. But of course, after realizing it, you should not be wasting time on doing meaningless things. Now, I don't want to be so subjective or in saying that watching Netflix is a waste of time, or playing mobile phone games is not good. The time would not be well spent, because to different people, things just have different value. So to me, watching Netflix, so depending on what shows I'm watching, I might be learning something. You never know. So I find it bothering to, whether it's just to judge people of whether they're doing the correct thing, or for me to judge myself. They just have different value. The value is not a fixed one. It's not like what density in science. It's not like the density of water is always, 1 gram per cm cube. I'm not sure, but it is not as fixed as some practical things are, like density, okay? Masses of elements. It's not like that. Values of different activities in particular in life are judged based on a subjective basis. I might see it in this way, but you don't. And this is certainly fine. Let's just exchange ideas. And maybe we might not necessarily agree with each other's perspectives, but this is how different ideas stem from. And this is how things could be extended further and further because of different opinions, because of different experiences that we have with a certain activity or interest. And this is what makes life more interesting. You know, your life won't be less with purpose just because you do something you think is meaningless, because it might be meaningful to you just that you can't realize it. Things are not absolute. We should not be so harsh in judging what it matters in our life. Of course, doing all this is easier said than done. Even though I am saying we should not be so harsh in judging ourselves, I probably would be judging myself later when I'm editing my recordings. Of course, this is a serious task, so I have to be serious. But, I mean, maybe after editing this episode, after uploading it, after a few more updates on my Instagram, I will probably start to question the value of this podcast again. And this is just a loop. It would continue to circle in my mind as long as this podcast exists. But I'll just accept it, because this is how the human mind works, or at least my mind works. And we've got to learn to embrace this shift in our mood or opinions on ourselves. This is a very natural cycle that we all have to acknowledge. Whatever wishes, plans, passions, what we have, when we are practically trying to transform them into action, of course there will be certain hindrances getting in the way. But if we could still march forward, having known all of these, accepting all our ups and downs, all our doubts and questions, and despite all of them, if we can still persist in doing, involving our time into our own interests, then we'd be doing great already. We'll be very courageous, because we are persisting in doing a certain thing instead of drifting away here and there, not knowing what to do. Thank you very much for listening to me talking random and, I don't want to use this word, but meaningless words and sentences. I hope that you can also reflect on yourself, on what you've been doing. I hope that this could be a little bit time for you to get yourself off from your work, maybe, and your studies, and really think clearly about your passions, because it is going to dominate your life. At least it is what will lead your life and your actions. Do think clearly about that. I'm also telling myself. So, see you next time.